Modern Time Girl on YouTube, going beyond the headlines on Focus 25.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, Abidemi Rufai has pled guilty to fraud charges in the U.S. Rufai is a former SSA to Governor Dapo Abiodun of Ogun State. He was accused of using stolen social security numbers to claim over $350,000 in COVID-19 benefits. I brought you this story at the time, if you remember. So now I'm bringing you an update. He has pled guilty. Second hard fact of the day. It is 5 days to the start of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bonafide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May? Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with one winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, call 0703-498-4352. Again, 0703-498-4352.
The I Beg to Differ round of 16 starts on Monday, May 9th, but the playoffs have started. We had one debate yesterday. We're about to have the second one today. If you witness a story or a news event and you want Lagos to know about it, please call us on 01465-7175. That's not the studio number. That's the number for the newsroom. Call only if you have a news story. 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it's news, it probably is. I have a great show for you today. We'll start with the big three. Let's talk about telcos wanting to raise data and call prices by 40%. Then let's talk about Kayode Fayemi declaring for president. And then let's talk about more students protesting the federal government ASU deadlock. There's no glass ceiling today. Instead, it's the second I Beg to Differ playoff debate. The 16th seed is up for grabs. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about the startup bill. What does it contain? What problems is it trying to solve? Does it solve them? Chief Andy Oboforibo will be breaking it down with me from 5 o'clock. Don't miss it. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
How would a 40% call and data price hike affect you? What are Fayemi's chances of getting the APC ticket? Will pressure from students break the FG ASU deadlock? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Telcos say that they want to raise their prices by 40%. That's our first story. The Telecoms Operators Association, ALTEN, has written the NCC to make the request. They're saying that the price hike is needed to cover increased operating costs. Specifically, they point to two things. First of all, energy costs. They say that because the electricity tariffs have gone up and the cost of diesel has also climbed, they are spending 35% more money to power their masts. So that's the first thing they talked about. The second thing is excise duty. The government added a 5% duty on telecom services. So the telcos are saying that the only way that they can keep delivering their service is if they pay these two costs, if they pass these two costs onto their customers in the form of a 40% hike. Now, that's the telcos' position about their pockets. Right now, I want to hear about your own pocket. How would a 40% increase on phone calls, SMS, internet data hit you? What adjustments do you think you would be forced to make? Would you be able to make them? Will you be making fewer calls, for example, going to fewer websites, maybe? And speaking of phone calls, have you needed to replace your SIM recently, your SIM card recently? Because NIMSI has issued new guidelines now for SIM replacement. We already know that if your SIM is not linked to an NIN, you can't do a replacement. But we're now hearing that even if you have an NIN integration, you may still have a problem. Apparently, all NINs are not created equal. Because remember that during the NIN SIM integration, we were told that if you already have a BVN, then an NIN will be auto-generated for you. Now, the new guidelines from NIMSI are saying that those BVN-generated NINs may be flagged. And if yours is flagged, it means that you cannot do SIM replacement like someone with a native NIMSI NIN. Instead, you would have to go to a NIMSI office for regularization of your NIN. My God. I want to know if you think this makes sense. Do you think the system should treat NINs differently based on whether NIMSI gave it directly to you or whether you got it through your BVN? Or do you think the system should treat all of them the same? Should the owner of such an NIN still need to go and get it regularized? Or should the system just handle that regularization by themselves directly? Have you had this problem? You have a BVN generated NIN, but you went to go and do something that required you to submit an NIN, and they say no, because you got it from the bank, it's not the real NIN. Has this been your experience? Do you think this makes sense? And back to the original question, how would a 40% hike in SMS and data and phone calls affect you? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Ufoma from my brother Sherry.
Ufoma, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Before I comment on this SMS issue, can I just mention, comment on this Abeg to Differ issue?
Okay, what about it?
Yes, let me just make a little comment on it. Based on the one you ended before this one, you know, the semi-final that caused controversy, you know, as I wanted to speak about me before, you just permit me for today.
No,
you know,
because if I permit you for today, a lot of people who wanted to say something will call in.
Okay, let me just go to the issue of today.
You know,
if the telecommunication increased their prices, it is not new. Looking at it, everything is on an expensive side. And the issue of light is not even stable at all. So many people lament for light to run what they are doing. So if them also, do you know that some organization, they run their business with diesel because they cannot rely on light at all. Based on this limitation issue, also they also run on diesel. So if they are increasing, who to blame? We have nothing to blame them for, rather to blame the government that not put things in order for people to benefit. So it is not new. If they increase, there is nothing we can do about it. It's for people that are governing on to do what is necessary. If they can do what is necessary, they can talk to the communication to reverse back that price.
Right? All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks
Good
for
afternoon.
Calling.
This
Good afternoon. Hi, Joy.
I'm just downcasted.
Why?
All the scenes in the news today is all about hardship. why are our leaders causing us so much hardship? You could run to the left problem, you run to the right problem. Now the telcos, they have come, they want to increase. Of course they will. Which country do you see run mad on diesel? If not Nigeria and some other, I won't call them developing country, underdeveloped countries. To me, that's what Nigeria is. Because how can they be running their masses on diesel? And so many other things that we are suffering in Nigeria. What is our leaders? See, Nigeria, and this is the high time we stopped being sentimental over issues. What we should be after is a leader that has the capacity to take us to where we are supposed to be. And not this untold hardship. From now to 2023, we don't even know what next it will be. Now the duties have increased. Telcos increased, yes. Food is on increase. Sandra.
But I have to ask, because you're in banking, right? What's this business with BVN and NIN? Why is one NIN greater than the other one? Why are they telling us now?
That is what the government are supposed to answer. Because when we were doing BVN, you bring all your data is being imputed and also capture your biometrics and all that. Fingerprints are also included. Mm-hmm. So I do not understand why they are also saying that the one for NIN is actually different from what is generated using the BVN. Mm-hmm. It is for Pantami and his people to answer that. We have so many data collection here and there scattered. Why is it that we cannot even put everything into one? I really do not understand, Sandra, to be frank with you. They just, because the one for the BVN is even the one that is actually very okay, because if your details are not same, there's no way you can go anywhere and come back and say, I was this before, now I'm this. Your BVN is always your BVN. The data you have in your BVN is what is there.
Yeah.
But for this NIN, there is so many fraud that is enshrined in this NIN. It's not with the BVN. I can tell you that categorically. Even when customers are coming, they want to update their details. They know what they passed through before even your details can be updated on BVN, which is actually even the one that is very okay. Then this NIN that we see people go here and there, and you see so many shady things happening. I really do not understand what the government actually wants or what is actually going on.
Joy, thank you so much for calling us. Because it's ever since I saw that story, I remember one person calling to complain that that was their experience when they wanted to go and link their SIM card. They got there and they were like, wait, this is your NIN, now BVN, you did get a Mabi. And the person was like, and they're like, you have to go back to NIMC. And now NIMC is saying officially that, if you got your NIN and it was generated using a BVN, you may have to go and regularize it. Does that make sense? Should the system treat NINs differently based on whether NIMC gave it directly to you or whether you got it through your BVN? Or should they just treat all NIN the same? NIN no be NIN? Or should NIN not be NIN? Should the owner of such an NIN that NIMC has said, you got it through BVN, should they still have to stress themselves to go and quote-unquote regularize it? Or should the system just say, okay, this one from BVN, fix it here, fix it, fix, that's it? I mean, and yes, still tell me what you think about this proposal from the Telecoms Operators Association to raise their prices by 40%. How will that affect you? How will the cost of a 40% increase in calls, data, SMS affect you? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. With respect to the telco increasing their tariff, this is something that cut across board, especially with energy crisis we are facing in Nigeria.
Right.
The diesel price affect manufacturing industries, affect anything, anybody that uses diesel. We definitely have to increase. So it's not something that one should be alarmed about. We know that this is where we're going. And if you get to a bottleneck effect, that's it's like a bubble, it's a boomerang. Get the point, but it should impact. So it's not to me, it's not something you should be alarmed. It's high time the government should look at what they can do to stem the increasing cost of energy in Nigeria.
Okay.
And for the telco, for the NIN issue,
mm-hmm.
I think the ministry, give a kind of permit for the banks or the BVN to use BVN to generate the NIN. So why now that they are turning back on them? Look at the stress one will pass through to get NIN, even through the bank, using BVN. And now, those ones now become like a second-class citizen. No, it's unfair as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Judith. I'm calling from Lekki.
Judith, tell me what you think.
Okay, I'm actually calling in respect to this NIN and BVN and
situation.
I'm actually calling in regards to my mom, yeah.
Okay.
As of last year when she did her... as at the time when she enrolled for her BVN, what she actually used was her voter's card.
Okay.
So last year when they were asked to link NIN to your mobile number and all that, she had to run to enroll to do the NIN, and what they actually linked was now the NIN itself to her mobile line. But currently she's having an issue because her number was among the numbers that were blocked. She cannot receive, she can only receive calls, but she cannot make calls. So right now I'm actually calling for you to assist, because as of when we checked, we realized that MTN had to refer her to NIN, telling her that her date of birth on the NIN was showing 16 years old. And this is a woman who, when looking at her, you can see that she's elderly.
Whoa.
Her age is 60. Yeah, her age is 61.
Okay.
And then what the person imputed was 16 years old, 1-6.
Oh.
And then she's so disturbed that she had to call me and was explaining everything to me. And I was like, what the hell? Like, how could people do this? You're seeing somebody who is of age, and then you're imputing a 1-6. He's 16-year-old, and now when she now went to the NIN to complain, those ones that we're now telling her to bring 25,000 or 20,000 for someone else's mistake. Like, it's so disturbing and it's so annoying that a woman of this age will be paying such an amount because we want her line to be unblocked for someone else's error. So please, I don't know how you can help, because I don't know, I need to just take this up with somebody in NIN, because it wasn't her mistake. It was someone else's mistake.
Because she handed them her document now, and they saw her date of birth there.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She went there with her voter's card, because she doesn't have with the voter's card, because she doesn't have NIN as her name.
Mm-hmm.
So when she registered, and then somebody was now imputing a 16-year-old for an aged woman that you can vividly see that this woman is old, 62, 61 years, and then you're imputing 16. And then you're not telling her to pay 20,000 just to make that correction at NIN.
Mm. Judith, I'm really sorry that you're dealing with this, and I'm really sorry your mom is dealing with this. I honestly don't even know what can be done. Lagos, you've heard that story. What do you think Judith's mom should do? What are her options here? Because I do know that if there's an error on your registration for NIN, they often make you pay to rectify that error. Now, I'm not sure if that payment is, their standard operating procedure, or if that's some underhanded thing. I don't know. I can't categorically state here, but I have heard reports from different people about having to correct an error on, a form or the card or whatever. And in this particular situation, Judith is claiming that this was the fault of the person who was doing the registration. So in a situation like this, what are their options? What options are open to Judith and her mom? If you have any ideas, I would love to hear them. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. I'm currently watching Senator Goodwill Akpabio declare his intention to run for president. It's currently live on my TV. Kayode Fayemi is also running for president. That's our second story. The Ekiti State Governor made the official announcement today. It comes almost 2 months after he visited President Buhari to tell him that he was considering the run. Now, of course, this is Fayemi's second stint as Ekiti Governor. After his first term, he lost re-election to Ayo Fayose. After that, he served as President Buhari's Minister for Solid Minerals before winning the 2018 Guber election and returning as governor. And now he wants to be president. So, very simple questions I'm asking off of that story. But I'll ask those questions when we come back from this break. I'll ask the same questions about Senator Akpabio, who is currently declaring his intention to run for president. He's in front of me, on my TV screen at least, telling us why he should be president on the platform of the APC. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
But not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is NOMBA. Number.com to get started.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, a bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do.
And end it with
one winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, call 0703-498-4352. Again, 0703-498-4352.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is NOMBA, number.com, to get started.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Lagos, first of all, based on Fayemi's track record as governor and as minister, do you believe that Kayode Fayemi would make a good president? If yes, state your reasons with concrete examples from his previous service. If no, also state your reasons with concrete examples. Same question for Senator Godswill Akpabio, who's currently declaring on TV, based on his track record as governor, senator, and minister, do you believe that Godswill Akpabio would make a good president? He was governor two times in Akwa Ibom State. He became a senator, a minister. If you believe that Godswill Akpabio would make a good president, give me your reasons. Give me concrete examples from his previous service. If you don't think he'll make a good president, give me your reasons. Give me your examples. 0700-993-993-993. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is The Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our first story was telcos telling us that they want to increase their prices by 40%. So that means that your data, your SMS costs, your phone call costs are about to shoot up if it is approved by the NCC. 40% increase, how will that affect you? How will that hike affect you? They say that the reason they want to do this is, number one, energy costs, number two, excise duty. They're saying that things are just really expensive and they need to be able to offset those costs, and they're going to transfer that burden onto you, the consumer. Also, NIMC issued new guidelines for SIM replacement, and they're saying that if your NIN was generated by a BVN, your NIN may be flagged if you try to integrate that NIN with your SIM, or you try to replace your SIM using the NIN that was generated with a BVN. If yours is flagged, it means that you cannot do SIM replacement like somebody that has native NIMC NIN. My God. 99.3. Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. Remember, we had Judith who called and told us about her mom who had an error made on her card, on her registration. If you have ideas of what they could do, also give us a call and share. 99.3, hello?
Hey, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Hey, my good friend Kevin, how are you?
To God be the glory. On the West Wednesday afternoon. Yes, Sandra, the office of the president, first of all, let me lay this background.
Okay.
And the declaration for the office of the president has turned to what I refer to Charlie Boy show. There was this show Charlie Boy did in the 80s when he just returned from America. Apologies to him. In that show, anything can happen. I think that is what this is becoming like. It's becoming disinteresting that everybody now, almost in every corner, is declaring for the office of the presidency. And it's becoming to me like almost a joke. It's almost like what happened in 2003, when even I had a friend then that also declared for president. So for me, it's becoming disinteresting. And asking if this person or that person will perform, I can't sit here now and tell you that Mr. A is going to perform. Because in 2015, a lot of us, our hopes were dashed. We thought we were bringing a man in that would deal with insecurity. We thought we were bringing a man in that would deal and make the economy improve. We thought we would bring a man in that would fight corruption like Lim Kuan Yew did in Singapore. And Singapore is what it is today. But unfortunately, 3 months down the line, the man told us, I wish I was younger. And that dashed our hopes. So, Governor Fahimi, Godswill Akpabio, I can't tell you that this man is going to perform, that man is going to perform, because a lot of them, they might end up, you know, disappointing us. But for me, Nigerians, as this trend continues, when everybody, almost everybody is declaring for president, let us also watch carefully for competent candidates. Because from what I'm seeing now, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, things that are not, you know, encouraging that is happening in terms of these people declaring for president. So Nigerians, let us begin to look and watch. As they're declaring and doing their own, let us also do our own so that we'll get it right in 2023. Thank you.
Kevin, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello?
Sandra.
Mm?
Wow, I've probably won't contest.
Yes, sir.
Abi.
You won't be president.
Abi, be off your mic.
Naim now.
No, we don't need that type of president in our hand. This is a joke with Nigeria. God will punish all of them.
We'll mind our language now.
Thank you.
More mind our language, eh? More mind our language. Yes, now be off your mic. Now be, am I protected? 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Sorry, Sandra. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very okay, too.
What's your
Prince
name?
Prince Wise calling.
Prince Wise. What do you think?
Thank you. I'm okay, my dear.
Okay.
You see... Governor Freaky is stiff. Ah, now wow. They don't turn this into drama now. Every Dick Harris speaking from I want to be president.
But isn't he qualified? Isn't Ekiti? I mean,
if you talk about qualification, he's very, very qualified.
Okay, so.
But how many of them want to come out now?
If there's vacancy in an organization,
100 million naira.
If there's one organization, Prince YS, if there's one slot in Nigerian for now for a presenter to be hired, do you know how many people that will apply for that slot? It's a job.
Oh my God!
It's a job, and if you feel you're qualified, you apply, and then they will do screening, and then they will see whether they will give you the job or not. That's how it works.
No, fantastic. But as for me, what I did mean, I not do is to ready to occupy the office. Okay. Well, not all of them that is ready to occupy that assurance.
Okay.
Some of them are very sugar-coated mouth. But when they get to this, right? What is performance for fireman in the KCC?
You tell
what
me.
What is his performance?
I don't
as
know.
As the minister, what is his performance? So for me, I'd never welcome him.
Okay.
So that's my stand.
How about God's will at Babio?
For Babio? Babio. Oh.
All right, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling. Kaede Samuel on Facebook says, Sandra Nawao, problem not the finish for Nigeria. BVN came before NIN and the two are with NIMC. Fortunately, the documents needed for BVN is the same needed for NIN registration, such that the network provider sends you NIN number immediately. Regularization is just another revenue generation. Okay, I don't know about that. Ebi Ambos says, the increase, data precisely, is to keep the telcos running in difficult times. But please, they should not tamper with the free mode of Facebook, BBC, and Wikipedia. If they do, so many poor folks will kiss the internet goodbye. Ebi Ambo, thanks for your message. Angiman Mark says, President Sandra, Governor Faimi is the chairman of Governors Forum. What is the impact he has created in that capacity? The answer is nothing. Let him go and sit down. He's part of the numerous challenges that Nigeria is facing today. All right. Keep those comments coming in via Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We are streaming live on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. But I don't even think that it's right for us to say, oh, every Tom, Dick and Harry is running for president. It's a job at the end of the day. Now, it's a job of service because, I mean, on paper, it's a job that requires you to serve the people. Like, you are Nigeria's number one servant as president. Right? But we are the employers of whoever decides to be president or governor or senator or House of Reps member or local government chairman or chairwoman. We are their employers because we looked at their CV, we looked at their track record, and we said, okay, it looks like you'll be a good president. So I get in there. And then when she gets in there, you know, if we don't like her work, if we don't like her work rate, if we don't like what she's doing, we say, okay, you know what, you're not doing well enough, we need to fire you. And then you fire the person. That's how it's supposed to work, at least. You know, it's like I was telling Prince Wyatt, in my office, if there's a vacancy for a presenter or for a studio assistant or for a producer or any number of roles that we have at Nigeria Info, you have thousands of people applying for that. It's the same thing here. Here is even more stringent because before you even cuckoo gets into the primaries, gone, you have to shell out 100 million if you're in the APC, 50, 40 million if you're in the PDP. So it's a lot of money, you know? So, hey, it's their money or the alleged groups that are buying the tickets for them, you know. But they're all not going to get it. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to one person. At the end of the day, it'll come down to one person. But as many people as possible can vie for the role. Same thing for movies. If they want an actor for a particular role, for instance, you have a lot of actors who will come and audition for it, and only one person gets it. Same thing for I Beg to Differ. We need just one winner for 1 million naira, but we had 243 students from Lagos audition for it. At the end of the day, we're going to have just one winner. The auditions are the primaries. No, that's not the primaries. Primaries is round of 16. Okay, my analogy has entered K leg. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Genevieve.
Genevieve, welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. So I would like to comment on the NIN.
Mm-hmm.
So the NIN, the lady that called and said her mom was asked to pay 25,000. Well,
mm-hmm.
For me, I had a similar situation with my NIN. I got married and I needed to change my name.
Okay.
On my NIN.
Okay.
And so I wanted to use the opportunity also. There was an error that was also made on my date of birth. Mm. It was just a year difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asked to pay 55,000.
Wow.
And I had to pay because I really needed to do the change.
Mm.
Yes, so indeed, I don't know how to advise her, but I'm just saying my own experience.
Right.
I had to pay the money,
right,
you know, to effect the change.
Right.
Then for the telecom, I feel like, based on what I think, like sometimes our leaders sit down on the table and they just start thinking on what to do to make the masses more frustrated. Like they just sit down and they're like, oh, what do we do now to put more frustration on the masses? Because I don't blame the telecom that wants to increase the price
mm-hmm.
of calls and all. They are spending money. So the people I actually blame is the government.
Okay.
And the thing is that we are all suffering from the same thing. The increase in diesel, the masses are also suffering. So people with their own businesses, they also need to run on electricity, and we have very poor power supply.
Right.
So it means, and the power supply, it's even difficult, it's even expensive.
Right.
So you are running on NEPA, or PHCN, if you mistakenly see, you're paying so much.
Right.
You have to buy diesel, you're paying so much. So
right.
You don't blame them because they have to survive. The businesses have to survive.
Right.
So you don't blame them. It's just a pity that we, the masses, are the ones taking the brunt of all these things. So I blame the government.
All right. Thank you so much for calling us. Our third story is the continued students' protests against federal government and ASUU. That deadlock there. We saw massive protests at the University of Ibadan and the University of Benin. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you pictures from the protests in Benin. UNIBEM students declared what they called uni streets. Basically, school is now in session on the streets until ASUU and the federal government can come to an agreement that reopens schools. Go to our live stream, Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM, and you see pictures of the protest today. UNILAC students also attempted a protest yesterday, but police foiled it with a heavy presence at the campus gate. NANS is calling for students at all public universities to join the protests, all public universities nationwide to join the protests. And it's looking like little by little, more chapters are answering the call. We'll keep our eye on this story. We'll tell you how it goes. But I need to ask you whether or not you think this will make a difference. Do you think it will make a dent? Do you think that students can pressure the federal government and ASUU to come back to the table or even reopen the schools? Also, if you're a student, I want to hear from you. I want to know if you joined the protests or if you're planning to join the protests. Do you even care? Or are you doing something to buy some time for yourself? You know, to pass the time, really. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello? Hello? Sorry about... Oh, hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Okay. Happiness, welcome.
Yes, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I support the students. They should go ahead. Make the place uncomfortable for these leaders.
Okay.
Education is the light of the nation. I want parents to join. I want other sectors. Everybody should come together and fight this war. Let's fight it for once. Let's know that, yes, we've done justice for education. Sandra, let them go ahead. We want more. More pressure on them.
Okay, Happiness. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
Jen. Jenny.
Jenny, welcome.
Yes. Okay, straight to the point. Judith called about her mom. I'm sorry, there might not be much she can do if she wants the amendments effected. What they do, yes, they help you fill in the details, but they give you they call you to the system to go through before they commit.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So you're supposed to, the liability is on you. Okay. Usually we just nod, everything is okay. And then when the error is done, there's not much they can do.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that and if anybody is imputing your information, the onus is on you to check the system, you know, make sure there's no error.
Right.
Because usually they would have called you to check the system.
Right.
But we expect them not to make a mistake.
Right.
But I think it's an honest mistake, you know. I don't think anybody wanted to put her through that. But having done that mistake, there's not much she can do. If she wants the mistake corrected, she has to go through the whole channel, you know, of pain. What I can't confirm is the official amount.
Yeah.
But I know that there's some, you have to pay some official amount and then, you know, have the error corrected. So that's for that.
Okay.
Well, everybody has said the obvious on the telcos needing to survive and all of that.
Right.
So I think it's a huge joke. I should just put in here.
Okay.
When the House of Reps members or whoever call or threaten people like multi-choice and all of that,
mm-hmm.
probably because they are international, you know, they are not Nigerian owners,
right.
you know, they threaten them. I think it's an underhanded threat. Because they are the only ones they seem to have power over. You tell them how much to, you know, peg their services at. What are they doing about PHCN? What are they doing about diesel? What are they doing about the so-called fuel subsidy? This government promised that there's nothing like fuel subsidy and that it's going to, you know, that there's nothing going to be like fuel subsidy. 8 years down the line, we're talking about fuel subsidy. What's the federal government doing about it? What are the House of Rep members doing about it? It's only to call DSTV and to harass them. The telcos don't have a choice in the matter. They have to stay afloat, just like any other business. As for the students, it's long overdue. They just have to take the matter in their hands.
Mm.
We were all students, and we know how we had to, you know, fight for this government. I think what made it worse for this particular dispensation,
right.
is the fact that the Minister of Labour and the Junior Secretary or the Junior Minister for Education
right.
have the effrontery to declare for president. Under their watch, they have crippled education. They are coughing up 100 million,
mm-hmm.
which is not a small amount of money. And then also, I beg to differ, you know, from your position when you say, yes, the top job is like any other.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter, when people are saying it's like a huge joke,
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, you're bringing out 100 million. Any other job, you want to, or you offer your services,
mm-hmm.
but you're not made to pay,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
mm-hmm.
like in Nigeria Info, if you guys have an opening,
mm-hmm.
I might want to call in,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have to pay.
Right.
The fact, what makes this morally insensitive
mm-hmm.
is the abnormal amount of money they have to pay,
right.
knowing they have nothing, absolutely nothing to offer.
Mm.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Jen, for calling. Please call us again. I really loved hearing from you, Jen. Call us again and again and again. We've got Dave Adebola on the line, on Twitter, who says, Akpabio, as a governor, claimed he built world-class hospitals in Akwa Ibom. After he left office, he was sick but was flown abroad for treatment, so he couldn't use his own world-class facility. Dave Adebola, thank you for your message. More messages here on Twitter. David Show says, Sandra, sometimes I'll prefer hearing your voice talking about music. or something else out of this Nigeria every day, one matter or the other. Let them do whatever they like. We can't go crazy. Ibi Amaka says, it's ridiculous that in a time like this, telcos are bringing up this after imposition of tax from 5% to 7.2%, making Nigerians suffer. Nigerians, get your PVCs and vote wisely. Paula Knox says, 40% is too much. Ella Esquire says, what is Five Me's achievement as a two-term governor? All right. Woo! So many messages. Oh, my God. We've got Abayomi Busari Shola, who says, the South is joking. You're saying it's your turn, but almost all the politicians in the South are declaring no organization from the South. Azu Frank is calling us from Malaysia. How are you? Is it Malaysia or Indonesia?
I'm calling from Jakarta, Indonesia.
All right. Welcome. Go ahead.
Oh, Sandra, interesting topics. But at the end of the day, the number two topic is the most important one. Akpabio, Fayemi. Like I say, and I always say, what Nigerians should look at is the antecedent. What have these people done before? Oh, you've been governors. The lives of the people they govern, how was it? Was it better? If it was not better, your life will not be better than your president. Everybody's buying tickets. I think the contestants are now more than those that we that will vote or whatever. Every mother and their grandmothers and their dogs, everybody's now throwing in. One thing is coming to my mind is these people, do they know the gravity of work that we have, that they will have to do? Like, look at the first story. No electricity. Increasing data, everything. Look at the third story. ASU. Do they know, like, look at the country as a whole? And look at the array of people that are coming out. Do they really understand all? They are just, you know, trying to be politically relevant. Let us differentiate it. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Most of these people, I won't even jealous anybody that wants to be Nigeria's president, because definitely you have a whole lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. So obviously, what comes to my mind is these people don't have intentions of doing the right thing, because they don't even know the right thing to do. Looking at the problems here, Sandra, I worked at the downstream sector of the petroleum stuff. The corruption there, this telecom stuff, is a very long gist. I don't really want to go into it. They don't have a choice in 2022. How can you run your country on diesel? Who does it? Sandra, say, whenever I call and sometimes I lose my voice, I lose my temper, is I am outside. Indonesia is not, they have the same issues like us, tribal, population and everything. I know where they are. Without missing words, if we start to do the right thing, it will take us at least 50 years to get to where they are.
Mm.
This country is not a developed country. It's a fast developing country. It's not a developed people like Japan and the whole stuff. Look at what we are doing here. You were speaking and I turned on to the TV. You said Akpabio was declaring. I turned on the TV. Do you know what I saw?
What?
I saw the UN Secretary General. He's in my country. Waving at these people that Boko Haram are chasing from their house. Like, you need to see the multitude. You need to see the crowd with the Borno State governor. I was like, can you imagine? This is my country. This is what the world is seeing. Please, the point is, number two, Akpabio, Fayemi is speaking English. A fantastic man. You didn't do anything fantastic in Ekiti State.
All right, Azu Frank, let's leave it like that. Thank you so much for calling. Let's take a look very quickly at the messages we have on WhatsApp.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.